afternoon and welcome to this Tuesday, 22nd of November broadcast of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to talk to you about the social experiment that is going on in Australia and Canada at the moment that is coming to every single country if we fail. We know we failed last time through our compliance, and I'm bringing my good friend and guest on today in the next segment, Chris Sky, who I think is the number one advocate for ensuring that the world stops complying. The answer was always to just say no, and it will always be to just say no. But just to cover a few of the headlines that are happening at the moment in Australia and Canada, we're being told that masks are coming back. They tested on us a little while ago with a cruise ship, and now there was an outbreak on a cruise ship right at the start of the pandemic. And now they are saying that on cruise ships in Australia, you have to have masks again. They're talking about it in health settings, hospitals. You have to be masked. Mask mandates returning to certain settings are the headlines that we are seeing. We're seeing a very similar thing in Canada, in Ontario, in one of the counties there. Mask mandates have returned. This really is a social experiment to see how people are going to go with the social credit system, making sure that you are complying with everything that daddy government tells you to do. The BBC has also reported, and I want to make mention of the documentary that was released yesterday, Died Suddenly. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's pretty much being blasted on every single platform right now. Over 2 million views in just 24 hours. Everyone needs to see that. But the BBC posted an article about lab-grown blood given to people in a world-first clinical trial. Why is that happening? Well, that's happening, and they actually said that they've discovered a new type of blood, which is ER blood. I wonder what that is. And that's happening because, as you've seen on this broadcast, with when Mike Adams came on, looked under the microscope, saw the structures growing inside of people, analyzed them. There is also a follow-up report on that on the Health Ranger Report website, Natural News. It's unbelievable that we're finding tin and all sorts of other conductive metals inside of people, according to Mike Adams. And it's no wonder that we have to have lab-grown blood given to people in a world-first clinical trial, because the blood of the people who've been injected is contaminated. So we're dealing with these devastating deaths all around the world, people dying suddenly at every single turn. I mean, the headlines are more than daily now. Sometimes we're seeing multiple headlines a day of people dying suddenly. And these guys are telling us that now we need lab-grown blood. Meanwhile, while all these people are suffering irreparable damage from these injections, dropping dead constantly, and it is devastating. It's devastating. I'm sorry to put it so bluntly for everyone, because I know that a lot of us have loved ones who've been injected. But the reality is people are dropping dead. I wish that they listened. I wish that they listened, and I wish that they'll listen now, when we're warning about all of the other things that are coming. For example, the social credit score system through digital IDs. And this is exactly what they're ramping up towards in Australia and Canada. I mentioned last time I was on the show that we're launching a traffic light system in Queensland. That's now being put forward in other states in Australia, literally like the China-style social credit score system. So they're killing you off. These things are growing inside of you. And on top of that, they want to push for more. And why do they want to push for more? Well, as the World Health Organization, at B20, as the Indonesian health minister declared, they want to go ahead with the World Health Organization's treaty. And again, I've mentioned this interview so many times, but my very first interview, it's available on zmedia.com with Karen Kingston. If you go to interviews, search Karen Kingston. From the patents themselves, she shows us that every single injection approved by the WHO is a lifelong cycle of injections. This is never going to end. That's why your non-compliance is so crucial. We'll be back right after this short break. And we'll have Chris Sky on in just a moment, reporting to you from Canada.
Thanksgiving 2022 is here. We've got the biggest sale of the year going right now. Now, the good news is I'm going to extend this sale up to 60% off right through Christmas. The bad news is by Christmas, almost every product in the store will be sold out. And we won't get more for months and months and months. So now is the time to take action to support the InfoWar and get the biggest sales of the year. We've already sold out of X2 and X3 and BioTrue Selenium and our Wake Up America award-winning coffee. And now DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many other great products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vaso Beats, Secret 12. They are all going to sell out in the next few weeks or in the next month. Again, more stuff's going to sell out today. So every hour you wait, more stuff will be sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 1776 and you get an additional 10% off the already giant savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. God bless.
Welcome back. I want to discuss this article. I'm pretty sure I brought it up last time, but this is Windsor News, windsor.ctvnews.ca. This is County of Essex making masks mandatory at indoor facilities. This is happening in Canada as we speak. County of Essex is once again requiring that masks be worn in county facilities. This is all facilities, really. It talks about the Civic Centre, county library branches, ambulance bases, road depots. It also includes a sun parlor home, but it is already governed by guidelines for long-term care homes. The same thing here in Australia. And why I keep harping on about this is because the very similar tactics were used in Australia and Canada. When we compare the Western societies that were attacked by their governments, and of course, we were all subject to lockdowns. We were all subject to mandates. All of this, it was a lockstep approach. But the violence of the government against their citizens, the explosion of camps, the explosion of legislation to write into legislation to be able to put people into quarantine camps and forcefully inject them is so much more prevalent in Australia and Canada. And the reason for that is very simple. We are very compliant people. Australia and Canada are very similar people. In Canada, you had horses trampling innocent protesters. I was talking to a friend of mine, Rob Primo, in Canada at the time, and he was saying that they were taking protesters, putting them into the back of vans. It was freezing outside, putting them into very, very hot police vans into the back of the paddy wagons, basically cooking them and then releasing them back out into the cold without even charging them. In Australia, in Melbourne, you had police shooting rubber bullets at protesters. I know we were all subject to tyranny, but two Western nations that went through a very similar thing are now going through a brand new social experiment. And again, I'm going to repeat, if they're successful this time, it will come everywhere else. They're just working out through their tactics how they're going to subdue the people once again. In Ottawa, Ottawa citizens reporting that the children's health crisis is happening with Ottawa School Board to vote on mask mandate. Premier's been hammered again for not wearing a mask. Meanwhile, Trudeau doesn't wear one anywhere. Trudeau flies around on his private jet emitting CO2 everywhere at every turn. 400 private jets arrive at the climate conference to tell you about how you can't eat meat and you can't freely travel around while they are laughing in our faces. When you look at even the health officials, they're extremely, many of them are obese. They look unwell. Rachel Levine is coming out there and trying to talk to us about children's health. I mean, these people are actually at the point where they're laughing in our faces. They don't even care anymore about trying to seem credible. They just don't care. And the reality is that there was a point maybe at the start where we could have said maybe some public health officials are ignorant. Maybe some of them don't know what's going on. But at this point when all of these people are dying and it cannot be denied that every single day we're seeing headline after headline of people dropping at young ages, dying suddenly, diagnosed with cancer, dropped a month later. Are you serious? And the public health officials instead of saying, right, we need to pause and investigate what's happening to people, no, they just keep hammering on the MSM, get vaccinated, get boosted. There is not a chance that those people are not aware. We'll see if Chris is coming on right now. He should be with us in just a moment. And I will, there we go. Chris, welcome.
How are you?
It is good to see you, my friend. Chris is joining us from Canada. If you don't follow Chris Sky, you can find him on chrissky.com. He's also on Telegram under Real Chris Sky. You would have seen I've been talking about this social experiment right now that's happening between our countries, Chris. Yet again, you and I spoke a lot during the lockdowns, during the protests, and it seems like they're using very similar tactics on us again. Talk to us about what's happening in Canada.
Well, first of all, everybody needs to remember where we were at this time last year. If you were in Canada or most of Australia, you couldn't leave your country if you weren't jabbed. You couldn't work in your country if you weren't jabbed. You couldn't go to the gym or go to a restaurant or go to school if you weren't jabbed and masked and all the rest of it. And then they were pushing to the point where they actually wanted to start taxing or arresting us. And that's all because people complied. People listened to the government. And it reached the fever point with our trucker convoy, and that sparked movements all around the world where people finally just said no, and we achieved global united non-compliance. That's the only reason the masks, the mandates, the jabs all went away. Not because our government decided that COVID wasn't dangerous, not because our public health officials got any new data. No, it was because the people said enough is enough and we're not gonna go along with this anymore. And then they gave us a bit of our freedom all summer. And I ended up going on the tour all over the world. And the one I want to talk about is England. Because when I was in England, it was the same weekend that they were burying the Queen. And that weekend, over 500 world leaders, including Biden, including the leader of Australia, including Trudeau, were all there. And that's when they were discussing their next phase of this plan. They still have the exact same Great Reset plan for us. They just realized they couldn't impose COVID mandates any longer without too much public pushback. So they decided they're going to try a global worldwide recession combined with climate change laws to try to impoverish us to the point where they can still get their universal basic income, their digital identity, their digital currency, ban cash, and have their technocratic control grid. But at the same time, now that they know people know about this, they are now trying to reinstitute the COVID fear, the COVID division, because that fear and division were the most powerful weapons they had to subdue humanity. And they're trying to do it again. They're trying to do it in Canada and Australia for one reason. We are seen as the nice countries. And I just talked about this Saturday at the Worldwide Rally in Vancouver. And when I said that Canadians are really nice, everybody cheered. And I looked at them and I said, no, that's not a good thing. You don't want to be seen as nice because nice people are easily taken advantage of. Nice people are naive. Nice people won't fight back. And that's what we need to get into everybody's head. Stop getting this idea that you want to be seen as nice. You want to be seen as good. Good people, not nice people. Nice people will put on a mask because someone told them to. Nice people will take a jab because somebody told them it's for the greater good. Nice people will do whatever they're told and they will not stand up to evil. Good people will stand up to evil. Good people will not put on a mask and rather go to jail to make a point. And those are the kind of people we need to become in these countries. Because like you said, every single headline is showing the predictive programming of where they want this to go. 2 weeks ago, it was, oh, mask mandates are out of the question, everybody. Now, every 20 minutes, there's a new headline of a new agency that they just made up or a new public health official or some new school board is all asking for mask mandates back. They even made fake polls saying that 75% of Canadians want mask mandates back. That is like you said, they can lie right to our face because they have such little respect for us that they can literally tell you they're pissing on you and tell you it's raining. And the average Canadian will say, yeah, you're right. That's how ridiculous it is. There's no way in hell the majority of Canadians or Australians or anyone around the world wants mandates of any kind. Nobody is afraid of COVID anymore, but they're trying to make you afraid because they know. That if Christmas time comes, and I want everybody to pay attention to this, Christmas is very important in everybody's family. It's a time of year where family and friends come together all over the world. And the last 2 years were the biggest division in the world's countries. Nothing divided the people more than a Christmas where some people said, oh, you can't come to my house unless you're wearing a mask, or you can't come to my house if you're not vaccinated. And they want that again, because they know if you invite your family and friends over who last year you wouldn't allow because they weren't jabbed or they weren't masked, they come over unjabbed, unmasked, healthy as shit, and you're all going to start making jokes of how stupid everyone was the last few years for taking five jabs, for wearing double masks. And guess what? Nobody's going to ever fall for this crap again. And they know if they lose it now, they lose it for good. So that's why they're ramping up this massive fear campaign, because they want to create the division where a lot of people don't spend time with their family.
Stay with us. Crucial points right here. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break. I want to really tap into what you just said. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here with Chris Skye from Canada, the world's leading activist and a good friend of mine. Chris, you just before this break, you just said something that was so crucial, which was they were so successful in their division. And what they want to do now is separate families again at Christmas, because God forbid the uninjected come into contact now with the injected, because we are at the stage where we can come together and not be arguing as we were at one stage. God forbid they come into the same room and all of the people who refuse the injections now have stronger immune systems, aren't getting sick with COVID or whatever it is, have been able to still survive and thrive and get their jobs back and all this other stuff. So if they come into the same room with all those people whose immune systems are now destroyed, they've had COVID, I don't know, 29 times a month because they're boosted to the eyeballs, it is going to be so obvious. So they really want to destroy, not only to break morale, but to destroy people coming together yet again, because that is what has worked in the past. When you look at communists, the European nations during the communist times, they made sure that they shut down places where men gather because they can sit there and plan and plot to overthrow the dictators of the day. And I'm not, talking about overthrowing governments here, but I am talking about people gathering and saying, right, we can't comply with this anymore. What are we going to do about this?
Well, that's exactly right. And the easiest thing everybody's got to do is simply not comply. And in this case, it's even easier than not putting a mask on and not taking a jab and being threatened with your job. In this case, all they're going to be able to do is tell you, don't invite those family and friends over that won't wear a mask or won't take the booster because they're bad people and they're going to make you sick. And at this point, that's not going to work on the vast, vast majority of people. And I believe that the people now have the knowledge, the people now have the courage and the lack of fear to actually disobey the government. And I believe that we've actually trained everybody, all of us that have been speaking out all around the world have literally trained everybody and elevated their consciousness to the point where the vast majority of people realize that the world's governments are not their friends, but are in fact their enemies that are trying to impose this control grid upon them. And they are not, they're using this as a secondary distraction, because at the same time, for all of those that don't believe that they're trying to force a universal basic income, a digital identity, a digital currency, and then eliminate cash, the best way for them to do that at this point is to simply make everything you need to survive that you buy every single month more expensive every month. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So for any of the naysayers, all the people that have been complying, all the people that trust the government, all the people that are jabbed, masked, watching the TV every day and doing everything they were told, I want you all to take a copy of what your gas bill, your grocery bill, your electricity bill, your natural gas bill, and all the other fixed costs you have. Keep a copy of them today. Then revisit them in 6 months' time. The governments around the world, especially under the Klaus Schwab dictatorships, understand that the vast majority of you are on a fixed budget income. So if your expenses go up 30, 40%, how much percent of the population will simply not be able to make ends meet without government assistance? And then when they're in tandem with this, raising interest rates in countries like Canada and Australia, where the average person is spending way too much in debt on their house with really high mortgage payments they can barely pay, when those mortgage payments get too high because they raised your rates a couple percent, and you can't make your ends meet without the government assistance, how many of you would rather than sell your house and downgrade your family, simply download a digital identity app, upload your iris, your fingerprint, your voice, your facial recognition, just so you can get that extra money per month? For the lower end of the spectrum, just so you can survive, and for the so-called middle class, so you won't have to downgrade your lifestyle. That's what the government's counting on right now. They're counting on causing as much destruction and as much pain in your life, like death of a thousand cuts over and over, slow enough that you can feel it, but you still feel paralyzed to do something about it. And the best thing we can do, and I've asked everybody this, and this is what I was talking to you about, the app I helped create with a good friend of mine, because we said the only way this could have ever happened is because we did not have strong men in this society. If we had strong men in the society, the last thing they would have ever done is put a mask on themselves, put a mask on their wives, put a mask on their children going to school, and force an injection into themselves just to keep their jobs. The men of old would not have done that. It took decades and decades of weakening men. And then COVID made it way worse for everybody. It killed all the healthy routines, all the healthy habits that people strive to spend years building up in their life. COVID put everyone into survival mode. Everybody stopped training. Everybody stopped meditating. Everybody stopped eating healthy. And what did we have? We had a massive mental health crisis that dwarfs any of the other consequences of COVID, in my opinion. More suicide.
But Chris,
more
what we also had was women that tear down men being elevated in the media. And this has been happening over such a long time. And I'm allowed to say this because I'm a woman. This toxic feminism is disgusting. And you know what? Men are allowed to say it too, because it is disgusting. And it doesn't matter what gender you are. And there are only two of them, by the way. You're allowed to call something out if it's wrong, regardless of your gender. So, you know, the clear attack on men over the generations, but particularly over the past 2 years, is just unbelievable. I can see it from a mile away. Do go on.
Yes, we went from men that would literally fight and die in wars to protect individual freedoms, because individual freedoms were paramount to a successful and happy society, to men that willingly gave up their rights and freedoms because they were convinced they were selfish, and also convinced that compliance and not questioning authority is the new virtue of the day. That is a complete opposite of reality. And I used to say the only way that I believe men could get stronger is by going through another round of this suffering. And I ended up meeting with a good friend of mine, Jekov. He's a freedom fighter. He's living in Mexico. And he's like, no. He's like you've been training people, we can train people. We can train men and women to be physically stronger, mentally stronger, spiritually stronger, and more healthy in all those regards. So when the next time the government tries to take advantage of them, the next time anybody tries to take advantage of them, they're prepared to fight back. So we created an app that he called Aesthetics Academy Pro, and it combines fitness, nutrition, and all different types of retraining the mind. Because just like the government spent decades reprogramming men, and then the last 2 years traumatizing the entire world, we need to deprogram the people from what they were artificially taught. They were provided with lies and false information, and it trained them to start acting in ways that were not beneficial for them, not beneficial for their families, not beneficial for society. So we decided the best way to stick it to the friggin' globalists is retrain an entire world into an army of good people, strong people, people that will stand up for what they know is right, people that will stand for their fellow freedom fighters. And that's what this app is all about. It's about creating strong men and women, stronger communities, and raising the health and well-being of virtually everybody that has access to it. I think I gave you a link.
That's amazing, Chris.
For free.
Well, I was just about to say, we'll ask the team to pop the link in the description below so that people can check it out. And I want to talk a little bit more about how it's actually backfiring in their faces. For everyone that's waking up, the persecuted get stronger. And this is a pattern in history. When you persecute people and continue to persecute them, they actually get stronger. It's about to blow up in your faces. We'll be right back after this break.
For all only the second time in the entirety of the InfoWars store, we are announcing a selling out mega blowout sale. Many of our top selling items are included in this sale and are in limited supply, so once they're out, they will probably not be back in stock until next year. Everything is listed at deep discounts of up to 60% off market price. Plus, if you order now, we will include a free gift from the store for every order, regardless of what you buy. This item will be chosen at random from a handpicked selection of our DVDs, books, stickers, and so much more. This is our gift to you for supporting the InfoWar and the Voice of Freedom worldwide. After the seemingly never-ending barrage of attacks on us, Alex and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars needs all the help we can get to allow the message of a pro-human future to reach the masses. Hurry to the store of InfoWars now to check out the Mega Blowout Sale, because some of these items are already selling out at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show with Chris Sky. Chris, you were just talking about getting stronger mentally, physically, spiritually. These things are so crucial. And the one thing that one of my taglines, my favorite taglines, is do not let the tyrants rule your mind. It's like the harder they push me, the harder and more determined I become to not let them affect my life. You know, I look up in the skies these days, Chris. I don't know what it's like in Canada, but here in Australia, our skies are covered every single day with GT stripes, and it's gloomy. And we're in, to give you an idea, we're about to start summer, and it's where I am at the moment, it's 12 degrees. So it's just unbelievable how much they're messing with our weather. I recently interviewed Dane Wigington. That interview's up on zmedia.com. That's zeeemedia.com, three E's. I interviewed Dane Wigington, geoengineering expert, and he said La Nina is a manufactured weather crisis. They are actually doing this to you, and he really explained how they are manufacturing this. And so it's like they're coming at us from every single angle, through our food, through the economy, through our health, through the skies, in every single way they're coming at us. And yet people like you, and I can say personally, people like me, our resolve has gotten stronger. How do you achieve that, Chris?
Because when you put yourself in a mindset and you start actually training your body, mind, and soul, when they try to do this stuff to you, just like you said, it increases your power. It's like a knife being sharpened. So when you're ready for the fight and you know you're in a fight, you're going to get smarter, you're going to get stronger, you're going to get faster, you're going to get more efficient with all the propaganda methods they're throwing at you, and you're going to be quicker to adapt. It's only the people that either deny that they're in a fight in the first place or that don't get themselves in that mindset. They allow the government to break their resolve. They allow the government to make them feel isolated, to make them feel hopeless. Because if you feel hopeless and you feel helpless and you feel alone, then you're much more likely to comply because you're just going to give up. But if you have that mindset that you're going to constantly evolve and you're never going to give up no matter what, and you apply yourself in the right ways and you nourish your body in the right ways, you'll be stronger, you'll be healthier, you'll be more mentally effective, and you'll be more spiritually ready to handle everything they throw at you. Because like you said, they're coming at you from all angles. So you need your defenses up in all angles. It's that simple. And if you're one of those people that can recognize that, acknowledge that, and works on that, then just like you, just like me, just like all the other freedom fighters around the world, we just constantly become better and stronger versions of ourselves. And we outpace the methods of propaganda and the methods of subversion that the government can use. They only have so many tricks in the bag. And that's why they keep repeating the same ones over and over, because, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But you can't fool all the people all the time. And we've gotten to the point where they're not fooling enough people enough of the time. And so we just have to literally train millions and millions of more people to be like us, to literally just say no to the government and not comply when they know it's not in their best interest. It's really that simple. And if the government wants it to be in people's best interest, it's really easy to tell. The government will give you the choice, because that's how you'll know it's in your best interest. They'll allow you to choose for yourself. Free will is the cornerstone of every single religion on planet Earth. No religion, and even atheism, which is non-religion, will tell you to simply do as you're told by someone who gives themselves a perceived version of authority. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. I want to talk about people continuing to be strong in the face of adversity. Canadians, this happened to Canadians. Bank accounts were frozen. Trudeau brings out the Emergencies Act, never before used. I've been following some of those discussions around that, Chris. I mean, that he had to deal with the situation as quickly as possible. That was his excuse for bringing in the Emergencies Act. They're never before used. I mean, it is unbelievable, but they've done a similar thing in Brazil now, where they've frozen the bank accounts of the protesters. Not only individuals, but also businesses. Large banks are freezing their bank accounts, and yet people are still going. You know what happened here, Chris, in Australia? We had our largest protest, I think, ever. I mean, that I can remember, in Canberra, right at the Parliament House. There was a minimum of 150,000 people there. I'm being very conservative here. Most think that it was closer to 500,000. And they brought out energy weapons against people, and it made people very disheartened. And it really, there was a real lull of the freedom movement in Australia after that, because people just said, well, nothing's working. But what the people did do after that was individually say, right, I have to prepare for the worst. And Mike Adams said this to me a while ago. He said, preppers are the most positive people. And I don't mean just preppers when it comes to food or gold and silver or whatever it is that you're doing, water. I'm talking about preparing also, as you're saying, your mind, your body, your soul, because those people plan on surviving, not only surviving, but thriving on the other side of whatever these psychopaths do to us. So it is crucial to be strong. It is crucial. And I always say, prepare for the worst, hope and pray and fight peacefully, lawfully, for the best. This is what we must do. And that is what being a good person, as you said, is about.
Yes, being a good person is confronting evil. The old saying is, all evil needs to succeed is for good men to do nothing. Well, nice men will do nothing. Nice women will do nothing. Good men and women will stand up. That's why we created that app. I wanted to say the name again. It's called Aesthetics Academy Pro. We have a special link that you can click on to get a free trial of it. And you can also download it from Google Play or Apple Store. And I believe it's a very effective tool for getting people into the mindset where they need to be. And just like you said, they're unrelenting. You mentioned Chrystia Freeland and you mentioned them freezing bank accounts. I just want to show you exactly how much they put behind their own puppets. Chrystia Freeland is a WEF puppet. Chrystia Freeland used to be a Ukrainian exchange student who got investigated by the Russian Secret Service because her grandfather was a high-ranking Nazi. Everybody can look this up. So everybody knows she's very pro-Ukrainian. Meanwhile, she's got so much clout in Canada, and it was not elected, all appointed, all given to her. Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Finance, which allowed her to freeze people's bank accounts. And why am I mentioning this? Because now globally, she's the number one candidate to be the next Secretary General of NATO. And if they put her in there, her primary objective will be to try to get Ukraine to be the newest NATO member, which will have a 100% guaranteed effect of escalating the war in Russia. And that's another thing they want, because it's just another way they can have distraction. And it's just another excuse where they can blame on inflation and all the rising prices. So this is the kind of power these globalists have, that they can get one person, one woman, and put her in all these different positions where she can cause so many detrimental effects, not just to Canada, but not just to your country, but to virtually the entire world if she becomes that one of the heads of NATO. Just wanted to point that out.
Well, and the Ukraine situation is being used, and the whole world, I mean, they're creating a recession, Chris. And we've just been told in Australia that we're going to adopt Biden's inflation plan here in Australia. The very inflation plan that's driving the economy into the ground. We want to do it here because apparently this is going so well in the United States. People can't afford gas. They can't afford to eat.
It's going so well in the United States.
This is unbelievable.
It's going so well in the United States, they literally have to change the definition of a recession. Everyone knows the definition of a recession is two straight quarters of negative growth. And then they had 2.5, 3 straight quarters like, oh, no, no, we're not in a recession. A recession doesn't mean what it generally used to mean. Bull. And I would like to say one thing, because you said a lot of people feel helpless and a lot of people feel like there's nothing they can do, especially when the government comes out heavy handed. Well, when I went to Netherlands as part of my world tour and I spoke there at the end of September, early October at The Hague, I told them they needed to stand up, especially to the climate crisis there, because the Netherlands is the number one food supplier for all of Europe. And they were putting in climate change policies that were designed to absolutely decimate the farmers and decimate the food supply.
Stay with us, Chris. We've got to go to a quick break. Stay with us. I really want to hear this right on the other side of the break. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here with Chris Skye for our final segment today. Chris, you were talking before the break about what you were saying to the people of the Netherlands. Huge food supplier for the world. Please continue from where you were at.
Well, everyone knows the Netherlands is the largest food supplier for Europe, and that's one of their main industries at home. And under the guise of climate change and under the guise that nitrogen is going to kill us now, not even CO2, nitrogen, even though it's over 70% of the atmosphere, they're saying the number one producers of nitrogen in the world are agricultural and farming. So under that guise, they put forth this law that would basically eliminate 30% of the food supply of the Netherlands by 2030, while increasing the population of the Netherlands. So when I went down there and I spoke, I talked about that, and I talked about the manufactured energy crisis, where they're literally just raising people's gas rates, whoever they don't want to be in business. And I actually burnt the gas bill on stage. And I said, all you have to do is not pay. All you have to do is not comply. Simply don't stand for it. And they already had a movement going because of our trucker convoy. And after I showed up there and we left, I just found out in the last couple of weeks, the guy that put forth those climate change policies was fired. And those policies have since been rescinded. So we have the effect. We make the difference. So everybody needs to look around the world and see that when the people of that particular country stood up, stood together, did not comply, they got the result they wanted. So never feel disheartened. Yes, the government can come down heavy-handed. Yes, the government can go after individuals. I know this. I've been arrested 23 times in 25 months. I even got arrested in the Netherlands and in Ireland when I was on my tour. So trust me, I know. But guess what? I'm still here. I'm still fighting. I'm still smiling. And why? Because every single day I live life the way I want, no matter what the hell they tell me. And you need to do the same thing. That's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen.
I love your attitude, Chris. Everyone that watches you always says they feel so encouraged by you. And you really do spark courage. And that's the thing. Courage will spark courage. And being the example for others then gives others the courage to be the example for others. Tell us again where people can find your app again. And we're going to put the link in the description below. I'm going to ask the team if they can do that for you.
Sure. You can find me on Telegram, Real Chris Skye, all caps, the one with 66,000 followers. It's censored, so you can't get the app from Google or Apple Store. You got to get it from telegram.org or you won't find me. Surprise, surprise. I believe I'm the most censored man in the world. You can't even hashtag my name on TikTok. You can't even put the words Chris Skye in a TikTok description. It says contain banned words. I'm banned on Twitter. Well, let's get this out to Elon Musk. Why am I still banned on Twitter? Reinstate Chris Skye. Hashtag free Chris Skye. Elon, I know you know who I am. If you can reinstate Kanye, Andrew Tate, you can reinstate Chris Skye. Thank you very much.
Well, he won't reinstate InfoWars. He won't reinstate Alex. He's spreading, you know, the mainstream narrative around why he won't reinstate Alex. And I'm not disappointed because I don't really expect anything from someone at his level. But at the end of the day, you know, just posting the wrong information about Alex.
A lot of people do expect Elon to do the right thing. So he should do the right thing. He says he believes in free speech, but he doesn't support certain speech because it was so egregious that person should never be allowed to speak again. That's literally the antithesis of supporting free speech. You could say I could come up with the absolute worst possible thing imaginable and say it. And you should still support my right to say it, no matter how much Agreed. You disagree, no matter how disgusting you think it is. Even if you think I should go directly to hell for saying such a thing, you should still defend my right to say it. And I don't think he has that excuse with me. I don't think I've said anything except supposed COVID misinformation that actually just ended up being stuff that came out to be true a few months later. So I would love to see my Twitter reinstated, and I would love everybody to get the app Aesthetics Academy Pro. That you can get at the Google or Apple Store because it hasn't yet been censored. And you'll have access to me and access to Jekov, and I believe it will change your life permanently for the better. And secretly, it's my way of recruiting new freedom fighters.
Well, Chris, we thank you so much for everything that you do, for your time here today. I appreciate you. And keep up the good fight. We really thank you for your time.
I'd love to come to Australia. I'd just like to say that. One day soon, I want to come to Australia because I love you guys over there, and I've never been there in my life. So I'm putting that up.
Well, we'd love to have you. I can assure you we would love to have you. Thank you again for your time, Chris.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so grateful for all of the people that are standing up courageously all over the world. These tyrants will not stop as long as the compliance, at the slightest sniff of compliance, they will keep doing this to us. And this is why every single person that watches this broadcast, that watches other independent media, is so crucial. You are the soldiers of today. I am not exaggerating this. You literally are in a war, and you are the modern day soldiers, and you're needed. And here's the thing, they would love nothing more than to wear you down. You see what they're doing here in Australia and Canada, that we have the opportunity to say, oh, not again. Don't do it to us again. Why would I beg my oppressors to stop oppressing me? Oppressors don't have mercy. That's why they're oppressors. I'm not going to appeal to my oppressor. In fact, they're not even my oppressor. They can proclaim and think that they're my oppressor all they want, but I am a free human being. My freedom is God-given. No one will take that from me. And I will stand up and fight till my death, if need be, for that right. And the people all over the world need to grow that resolve, that no matter what they come at us with, see, if this social experiment right now that's happening in Australia and in Canada, if every single public response, every single person's public response to their social experiment is absolutely not, you're not doing this again, you can forget it. And people actually do that with some backbone and some courage, they won't do it. But if the comments on social media are flooded, if people are turning up and saying, oh, please don't put us back into a lockdown again, these people thrive off you begging them for mercy. I'm going to beg them for mercy. They're killing people. I'm going to beg someone that's a mass murderer, genocidal maniac, bringing out death shots to the whole world and continuously lying on camera, safe and effective, safe and effective. I'm going to beg them for mercy? Absolutely not. This is and always has been about the people. The power is with the people. The power is in the people saying no. And the power to say no comes from when you understand the depth of the agenda. And the depth, my friends, is this. They want you dead. They want you dead. Can I say this any clearer? There is no regard for human life. They consider you worthless. Now, this isn't designed to make you feel worse about yourself. The truth hurts. But when you accept the truth and you say, right, what do I need to do about this? There are murderers out there that think that I'm worth nothing. What do I need to do about this? So whatever sphere of influence you have, whether you're a mother in a community group, whether you are in school boards, whether you have community groups set up for families or even individuals, people need to start to gather now, mobilize and help people. There are other people at a local level. You need to start forming groups that will help one another and then get out there and somehow get the message out. I don't care if people have to go on the streets and, you know, evangelize anti-New World Order messages. Whatever it is, people need to do more. And I know that so many that watch this broadcast and so many from my audience are already very active. And I thank those people. You are all so crucial. And I was reminded of that last week when I was on and the callers rang and they were just amazing people. They really were. Every single person who's on the right side of truth is an amazing person. You wouldn't believe the truth if you weren't. You wouldn't be able to accept the truth without being offended if you weren't. That takes courage and that takes character. Something the left and the climate cultists and the COVIDians have none of, unfortunately. But we must break through that not everyone is beyond repair. Not everyone is beyond saving. And the world is depending on those who are watching this broadcast now. Head to zmedia.com for all of my latest interviews. I will be putting up a video about smart cities called The Final Lockdown right here on band.video today. Support this broadcast. Support Alex and this amazing team that makes sure that you are informed and empowered every single day with this life-saving information. And it is. Because if you didn't know that killers were coming after you, then you may be subject to their attack. But because of this broadcast and others, you're able to stay strong and withstand their attacks. God bless you all. It's been an honor to be with you here today. Thank you.
One of the biggest news stories lately has been Elon Musk purchasing Twitter at the hopes for many that free speech would be restored on the platform. Elon Musk has hinted at this himself, but when he spoke out against returning Alex Jones to the platform, there were obvious concerns. Now, what I think might be going on, Elon Musk is making a business decision knowing that if Alex Jones is allowed back on the platform, Twitter might get removed from the App Store. Oh, you can't have it on your iPhone. Oh, you can't have it on your Android anymore. And now that one of the head tech executives and app manufacturers at Apple has removed his account, could be a sign of things to come. Now, others think it might be a personal choice that Elon Musk made to not let Alex Jones back on the platform. Now, here was Alex Jones' response to the news of Elon Musk not reinstating his account.
The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party and the European Union and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it, not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me. And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook. If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote. Let he without sin cast the first stone.
But that story will carry itself out. What we are appreciative of is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still speak to you, the audience, and the millions of people, the new viewers, the future viewers that might visit band.video and InfoWars.com every day. Now, as a big thank you for that support over the years, we are doing something for the first time that we've ever done here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a free gift for you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thanksgiving special. We are thankful, we are grateful for all of your support over the years. And so right now, every purchase from now till December 1st at InfoWarsStore.com will get a free gift. And this is a lot of cool stuff that we have, like flags and koozies, RFID protectors, and so much more. So you go get your favorite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You go get a bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. You get double Patriot points and now a free gift with every order. Remember those sunglasses that sold out so quickly? We've got some left. Could be coming to you as a free gift, as a token of our appreciation over the years. So maybe we get back on Twitter, maybe we don't. But thanks to you in the audience supporting us financially, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, praying for us, and spreading the links, we're still on air here every day. And part of our token of appreciation is a free gift to you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep supporting InfoWars, keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will stay right here on air every day, just like we have for decades.